AirPods Pro with adaptive audio. Automatically keeps out the sounds you don't want to hear so you can listen to your music. And lowers your music to let in the sounds you do need to hear.
Hi there.
Hi, what can I get you?
I'll have a strawberry mango coconut probiotic smoothie with wheatgrass.
Anything else?
Extra wheatgrass.
Here you go.
AirPods Pro with adaptive audio. Available on AirPods Pro second generation when enabled.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. We believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community. Neighbor to neighbor, it takes a neighborhood.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy three identical sweaters to get the fourth free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours!
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode of the podcast. In this one, we discuss the dramatic science of how modern elevators keep you safe, even if its cables break. Which, by the way, is much less likely than the movies make it look. Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and you may have heard about it in the news. In November of 2018, six people boarded an elevator at the former John Hancock Center in Chicago for the ride down from the Signature Room bar on the 95th floor to the lobby. But one of the cables snapped, and the elevator plunged 84 floors to the 11th floor. Amazingly, none of the passengers had to be hospitalized, and there were no serious injuries. The passengers thought they had only fallen a few floors. However, they did have to wait 3 hours to be rescued by firefighters because there were no openings between the floors. So, how was it possible that one of the worst things that can happen to people in an elevator occurred and everyone survived? Elevators in the real world have so many safety features that the kind of thing you see in movies, where a villain cuts a single cable and disaster ensues, usually never happens. Here's the breakdown. First, let's look at those cables. In a cable elevator system, steel cables bolted to the car loop over a sheave. A sheave is a pulley with a grooved rim surface at the top of the elevator shaft. The sheave's grooves grip the steel cables. So, when an electric motor rotates the sheave, the cables move too. The cables that lift the car are also connected to a counterweight, which hangs down on the other side of the sheave. The car and the counterweight both ride along on steel rails. Each elevator cable is made from several lengths of steel material wound around one another. These cables very rarely snap, and inspectors look at them for wear and tear. But even a steel cable can break. So what happens then? Almost all pulley elevators have multiple cables, between 4 and 8 in total. Even if one cable snapped, the remaining cables would hold the elevator car up. In fact, just one cable is usually enough. But let's say all the cables did snap. Then the elevator's safeties would kick in. Safeties are braking systems on the elevator car that grab onto the rails running up and down the elevator shaft. Some safeties clamp the rails, while others drive a wedge into notches in the rails. Typically, safeties are activated by a mechanical speed governor. The governor is a pulley that rotates when the elevator moves. When the governor spins too fast, the centrifugal force activates the braking system. Even if the cables and the safeties all failed, sure, you would be plummeting rapidly, but you wouldn't quite be in free fall. Friction from the rails along the shaft and pressure from air underneath the car would slow the car down considerably, though you would feel a bit lighter than normal. On impact, the car would stop and you would keep going, slamming you into the floor. But two things would cushion that blow. First, the elevator car would compress air at the bottom of the shaft as it fell, just as a piston compresses air in a bicycle pump. The air pressure would slow the elevator car down. Second, most cable elevators have a built-in shock absorber at the bottom of the shaft, typically a piston in an oil-filled cylinder. That would cushion the impact, too. With all of these features in place, you would have an excellent chance of surviving any elevator mishap. In the case of the Chicago elevator incident, once the firefighters figured out where the passengers were, the crew put up struts to make sure the elevator did not drop any further. Then they broke through a wall, forced the elevator door open, and put a ladder into the elevator to help people up and out. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford told the Chicago Tribune, "We don't like to have to go through walls unless it's absolutely necessary. The only other way to get to the elevator would have been ropes from the 97th floor, and that would not be safe. We don't come down like Batman, so we must go through the wall." You sometimes hear that you should jump immediately before an elevator crashes so that you would be floating at the second of impact. Would that work? Nah. Even if you could perfectly time such a leap, it wouldn't help. Let's say you and the elevator are falling at 100 miles per hour. That's around 161 kilometers per hour. Unless you have some superhero-powered legs, when you jump up in the elevator, you'd still be going about 100 miles per hour. And then you would hit the ground at 100 miles per hour, just like the elevator. Your best bet would be to lie flat on the floor. This would stabilize you and spread out the force of the impact so that no single part of your body would take the brunt of the blow. Today's episode is based on the article, "What If You Were on an Elevator and the Cable Broke?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Katherine Whitborn. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. We believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com. to learn how you can help build a more connected community. Neighbor to neighbor, it takes a neighborhood.
No one likes to talk about money. Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? What if you could unlock insights about your finances in less than 5 minutes with a clear picture of where you stand today and where your money can work harder? Now you can. Visit facet.com to take the free quiz and get your financial wellness score today. That's FACET.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and this is Chasing Life. 3 out of 4 U.S. adults are considered overweight or have obesity. 75% of Americans. Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford.
Our weight is one factor that plays a role in our health, but by itself, it doesn't give us the full story of who we are. We have to look at our full person.
Listen to Chasing Life, streaming now on the iHeartRadio app.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.